an individual as a manifestation of love, the love which is God. This applies to every individual. For every individual is a part of all existence, and all existence is a manifestation of God, which includes not only love, but also mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth. Synonymous means that they are similar, but not identical. Even twins, as humans, are more synonymous than they are identical, for they also are unique. Every single individual is unique, and yet all are an expression of God, an expression of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Love is a very interesting term because it not only is unique in having its own specific attributes and characteristics, but it is a confirmation that all other qualities are complete. For love itself represents the term wholeness and completeness, and results, conclusion. Therefore, one cannot really be the wholeness of love unless they also have recognized the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth. If one is referring to another individual and thinking about their qualities, that might be okay with a qualification that basically one's duty is to clear their own consciousness of any cobwebs, any veil about the other person. Because an individual's responsibility is to take care of their own consciousness, not the consciousness of another. So when one thinks about another one, the only thought should be their own consciousness and what that is about another, not about what another's consciousness is about themselves or anyone else about that individual. The sole duty and responsibility of any and every individual is to take care of their own home, their own consciousness, their own business, their own self. And their own self really is their own consciousness. There's enough to do to clean out one's own thoughts without bothering with someone else's thoughts. It is a full-time occupation, 24/7. And one of the key elements is the filtering function. If we realize that God is all functionality, then the function of cleansing our own thoughts is basically automatic if we focus on what God is. Because God includes man. God includes oneself. That means God includes everyone. So our concern should not be about someone else, but about our relationship with God. And are we doing our own task by being the pure reflection of God in every thought, speech, and action? Are we looking through the lens of spirit, which is the only real substance, which is pureness and transparency, and therefore reflection? Is that the lens through which one is viewing both themselves and everything that comes to thought? Because that's the only real lens. So one is in fantasy land, fake news, illusion. One is self-hypnotizing, self-mesmerizing, if they are not filtering to keep one's own consciousness clear. And that's our only duty. Let God be our consciousness. Let the Christ consciousness, which is the God consciousness, which is the pureness, let that be the only consciousness, and therefore the only thoughts that one entertains, that one accepts, that one translates everything to, in order to be able to demonstrate that as being the truth of being for one's own self. So no matter what other individual may come to thought, that is our duty, to take care of our own consciousness, to keep it clear of all outside sources, so that the light of the Christ consciousness is the only attraction. And as one does that, it recognizes instantly anything unlike God. For it is focusing on God, focusing on the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite God, which of course is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So if one really wants to express, reflect, because of being the manifestation of love, the love of God, then one will cultivate all the other qualities. For example, with mind, some of the key qualities are under the category of the omniscience of mind, and that includes intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. So the intelligence of mind must be cultivated with the caring of love. And the pureness and the transparency and the reflection of spirit, the only substance, must be cultivated with the love of God. If one does not recognize that spirit is the only substance, then they have no foundation For if they have no substance, then there can't be anything built, because there's no foundation. If one has a foundation of sand, sand isolated by itself is a tiny little pebble, tiny little grain. And if it's not complete, so that it coalesces in something that is permanent, then it by itself is of no value. It's like any one of the digits or any one of the notes in music, any one of the digits in math. By themselves, they're not much. But if they combine with other parts of mathematics or music, then they end up getting not only more complete, but a different tone. For the tone is a combination of two or more. So as long as what they are combining themselves with, and that it is harmonious, then the total outcome will be harmonious. And love could be considered the outcome, the result, the conclusion, which confirms only that all the other elements are complete, along with itself, its own expression of itself. Every tool in one's toolbox is omnipresent, because God is omnipresent. One of the features of mind is omnipresence. So mind is omnipresent, and mind is the source of all ideas. Ideas are the source of all thoughts. So the only thought one can have, if they are yielding to the Christ consciousness, are thoughts from God, angel messages, thoughts that are centered on goodness, purity, they're flawless, and thinking about soul, soul is sense. And that is what provides identity. That is the seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. Those are the tools that we are given to be able to identify whatever needs to be identified. And this is not only true about a particular individual one may have in thought, but it is true about everyone. And again, the focus must be on one's own consciousness, one's own thoughts, one's own life. Is one living the life of the manifestation of God? Is one living as if they are in heaven, where they are seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling only perfection? Mary Baker Eddy stated in her letter that has been referred to as The Secret. She stated in her letter that her most effective healing was when she focused throughout the day on the ideas that are expressed in that letter, termed The Secret. For the secret is not to see or hear or feel or taste or smell anything but perfection. In other words, refute at the onset of the suggestion the reality of anything that is unlike God, and accept and reflect everything that is godlike. There cannot be a mix. I met a new person one time that was telling me about their background and their family and so forth. And they talked about their daughter. And this was the mother speaking. And in her view, the daughter had done something very unfavorable. And apparently it was pointed at the mother, the one speaking to me. And she said, "I can forgive her, but I can't forget about what she did." That's a mix. That's good and evil. Forgiving is good, not forgetting about what she is labeling as an evil act from that person. That's not really forgiving, because she's still harboring the ill thoughts about her daughter and whatever it was her daughter did. She probably told me what it was, but the only thing that stuck with me was the illusion that one thinks that they have forgiven what they think someone else did wrong, when in fact they really aren't, because the overpowering emotion is not forgetting and letting that control their whole atmosphere about the other individual that they think infringed or violated what they thought was the proper set of morals or whatever it was. Some kind of a standard of thinking, speaking, or acting. But our business is not what someone else thinks, says, or does, whether we think it was to us or to someone else or to themselves. Our duty is to take care of our own consciousness. Keep it clean of the cobwebs. Keep it clean of any mistiness, any fog, anything that is going to mar or interfere with seeing the perfect man, seeing perfect God, and seeing the relationship between perfect God and man, God's manifestation. And that doesn't matter whether it's an individual or a class, or everyone and everything, all existence. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that is gaining our attention must have it as a result of looking through the pure lens of the one and only substance, which is spirit. One has a decision to make on a moment-by-moment basis, continuously. And that is, what is the true characteristic of this thought that is surfacing? And am I sorting it properly? In other words, identifying it as not godlike, and therefore attaching immediately the thought that it is unreal and it's only an attempt to trick me. Or on the other hand, if it is completely godlike, then it should be accepted and it should be one of the things we are doing as we are demonstrating life. Because there's a reason that the thought came to us, because no two thoughts are absolutely identical. So every thought that comes to our attention needs to be filtered to decide which it is. Is it what I keep and reflect after demonstrating it individually? Or is it something that I immediately channel to the trash can? They get it out of thought. Don't let it enter into consciousness. Keep that door closed tightly. As Mary Baker Eddy states, guard your thoughts as you would your door of your home against thieves and murderers. Evil thoughts are thieves and murderers. They try to steal away one's purity. Whether it's one's purity about themselves or another, or even what someone else thinks about another. That's not our concern. Our concern is to follow the ideas in the letter referred to previously called The Secret, where the only thing we are going to do is to seek the perfection. See it, hear it, feel it, taste it, and smell it. Utilize all the five senses on a spiritual basis, recognizing that spirit is the only substance. And that's what we need to do with every single thought that occurs to us. Immediately do the sorting, the filtering, and demonstrate it so that in the end one can say, yes, this has gone through the process of confirmation or elimination. And the conclusion is, yes, this is a pure thought. So therefore it is from God. And yes, I am adding it to the reserve of good thoughts that I am keeping close to me. There seem to be some terms that mean more than others to any individual, and everyone is unique, so it's a different group of thoughts for every single individual that exists. But our responsibility is to take care of our own. Our own thoughts. Our own consciousness. And to conduct ourselves in our own unique way. All of which is a reflection of the one and only infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind. Spirit. Soul. Principle. Life. Truth and love. Principle is the fourth synonymous term for God in the order of the days of creation, as stated in Genesis chapter 1 through to the first two or three or four verses of chapter 2. And Mary Baker Eddy interprets the first words of that where it says in the beginning. She interprets that as meaning in the only. So that's basically the theme that's in that letter, The Secret. The only thing one wants to focus on is the goodness of what one is seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. That must be the focus. The best treatment we can give to someone else is the treatment we give to ourselves. And as we do that, we are not only clearing our consciousness about that other individual that seems to have come to thought, but we're really spreading that pureness throughout the entire universe. To every individual, every group or classification of individuals as a group, and universally, to all existence, all people, all events, all relationships, everything, all existence. And that is the best thing for one to do all the time, continuously, without interruption. To include everyone in their thought. Not as a personality, but as a reflection of man, as being a part of the group called man, which is a generic term. Whenever one is presented with a suggestion of any event, let's say an accident or an injury or supposedly someone making an announcement of evil acts that they plan to do or are proud that they just accomplished. Whatever it is, if it's not godlike, there has to be an immediate replacement of any thought with the corrected thought, the correct translation. Refuting as real anything that is not perfect, and affirming and confirming what is real when it is perfect, when it is a godlike thought, perfectly godlike, not with blemishes. Not almost, but totally, totally godlike. There is one thing that is always appropriate to focus on, and that is that God is all in all. The first all is capitalized, and that means source, which is God, and the second all is a lowercase letter, which means manifestation. So it's source and manifestation. God is both, and it's all together, because source includes manifestation, for there cannot be one without the other. There is no source unless that source manifests itself. And there is no manifestation unless there was a source to that manifestation. So they're all inclusive. They're all one. And when we recognize that, one will never, ever experience an absence of something that is needed. because it will be realized that they wouldn't even know how to describe what the need is unless it's already part of one's thought. And if it's part of one's thought, then it can certainly be experienced in one's experience of life. It's like the movie Field of Dreams, where it said, if you build it, they will come. That was referring to a baseball field. Constructing it out in the middle of a farming country, which was a low population area, without going into the details of the movie, basically there was a wholesome thought about the purpose, and it can be applied to any event, any action. And if it's a wholesome motive and everything is right about it in terms of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth, then it will come to fulfillment and wholeness and completeness, which is love. So yes, God is all in all. And understanding what that means and sticking to it is a wonderful aid throughout the day. Yes, without a doubt, God is all in all. Amen.